why it's the golden jersey?
No, why is it golden jersey?
Well, they don't really know exactly why, but
brilliant.
Oh, look at that face. Oh, fucking flowers. Fuck off.
She punches like a girl, the Chinese That
was very overhanded.
Pac-Man Podcast.
Hello and welcome to Pac-Man Podcast with me, Paul.
And Bruce.
And me, Chris.
This is going to be long.
Yeah. We're,
prepare yourself. If you need a piss, have a piss. If you need a cigarette, have a cigarette.
If you're driving, then don't worry about it, because we'll just be playing in the background.
Just hope you're driving from fucking London to Penzance.
We're doing the intro miles. After we've just done and as the title states, this is a long one.
So, if you're in for a 300 mile drive, you're in for a treat. If you're not,
we did just do a really short one.
This is to make up for the short one. So hope you enjoy listening, and we will start off with the Olympics.
The Olympics, I believe. I think so. It was a while back.
We join us mid sentence.
So we'll go do Olympics. There you go.
You got to do Chariots of Fire before the Olympics.
I am here watching the athletics. Got to talk about the Olympics, really, haven't we?
Oh yeah, true.
Although it's going to be horribly dated because this won't go out for like a month or two.
Well, we can.
Oh, this will be the next one, will it?
Yeah.
We can talk about how great it's been.
Yes,
and how proud it's made us all to be British, and we've managed to pull it off with very little problem, which no one thought was possible. Even I will admit it. Even I didn't believe they could do it
up until the opening ceremony.
Made the Greeks look ridiculous. Now, haven't we? We could manage to get it fucking built. Time they couldn't.
Yeah, that's it.
And now it's all falling apart.
So we're doing. We're watching.
Oh, he's not on for another 10 minutes.
He's not on for another 10 minutes.
What is this? 200 meters.
200 meters. Yeah.
Will he win?
I think so.
If he can do, was it 100 metres in 10 seconds?
Less than that.
Fuck off.
9.5 seconds.
9.56
is the world record. Yeah. He ran 9.68 or 9 in the Olympics.
All right.
Which is an Olympic record.
But it's not the world record.
Well, he's got the world record.
Oh, he's got the world
record. He got that at different time.
All right, fair enough.
Ain't no one breaking that shit for a long time.
No.
Because he still hasn't sprinted the entire race.
Has he not?
Nah.
He just sort of jumps.
He slows down at the end.
Yeah, I love this. Countdown to 200 metres like it's the most fucking important race ever.
Well, they did it for the 100.
Really? Because he was racing?
Yeah.
I think it's just to let people know that they've got time to go off and make a cup of tea and have a fag and stuff like that. Because people don't want to miss it. It's like one of the highlight events.
Do you know what? If you was anybody else on that field, like ready to run against the 200 metres, why would you even fucking bother?
I know, man.
Second
and
third.
I might do. No, I don't think he's amazing at the 200, but I reckon he'll do a sub 20. Easy.
Yeah.
But if you think we're third in the medals table.
First.
But, I mean, we're behind China and America. Of course we're not going to win. Everyone knows China and America from now on will always get first and second.
Oh, yeah. But, I mean, no one's expecting us to get third this year.
No, exactly. Britain
was. No, that was the goal of the Olympic Committee, was for us to get third.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I thought it was just to get more
but we're quite
medals
close
than we got last time. Which we have already.
And this is the most medals we've won in 104
years.
Since the first... Is the first Olympics 1908, or was it...
No, 1896 was the first Olympics.
That was like that event, like climbing a rope.
1908 Olympics was London.
Shit, no, they haven't done sub 20.
Well, no one's done sub low than 20 seconds.
Not in the qualifying, anyway.
Oh, right. Yeah, but he's paced himself, isn't he?
He's running backwards.
He was fucking hop skipping and jumping down the fucking track.
Well, fucking, what is it? In the 100,
yeah.
When obviously, it's over very quickly, but when you actually watch it in the replay, about 50, 60 metres in, he starts looking up to the left and watching the big view screen so he can see how he's doing in his own fucking race. And he smiles and nods.
They
and
all
then
do
just
that,
carries
though,
on.
Don't they? They like
well, look,
to
we,
see where they
we
are.
Might as well carry on talking about this. We're talking about Usain Bolt, and we're about to watch the 200 metres in about 10 minutes. So, I mean, we're going to talk a bit about the Olympics. Might as well. If we started, I can slide this in somewhere. Yeah. But yeah, you know.
We can edit it in an intro.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. I can edit an intro and then carry on. It's fine. So we'll just carry on talking. But yeah, it's been a good year. And yeah,
it's been a good Olympics, very good Olympics,
very good
actually.
Olympics.
The country's been getting proper behind it. We're bitching and slagging it off all the way up to it.
I've not met anybody who's had anything bad to say about the Olympics. I mean, people had some constructive criticism about the opening ceremony, but that's fair enough.
But everyone's going to have their
own opinion. But everyone's going to have their own opinion and view on it.
But still, was very good. It was a bit slow and drawn out at the beginning with all the countryside and Morris dancing and shit. Yeah. That was really
but then
slow.
It's
I can understand
four
it.
4-hour show, I mean.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it's gonna get. You're gonna have to have slow bits and big bits, and
yeah, of course
they did
have.
It on a shoestring budget. I mean, 27 million for that sort of event is nothing.
No.
If you think what I don't even know what the Americans spend on like the halftime show for the Super Bowl, but I bet it's more than that.
Fucking a lot more than that.
Exactly, and this is the Olympics.
But they get paid a lot of money from the advertisers.
I know they do. But the Olympics get a lot of money from their advertisers.
Yeah, man.
And we paid for it anyway. The British government paid for it. The British Olympic Delivery Authority, or whatever it is.
Yeah. So the, we got the TV on in the background and they're just leading out Usain Bolt.
Yeah, still got
leading him out.
Leading him out. Sounded wrong, didn't it?
Oh, and they're parading him around the winner's circle.
Oh, he's tripped and they've shot him.
They've taken him out the back. He's off to the glue factory.
I can't remember. One of the first days was at the cross country horse racing. One of the guys fell off the horse. And the horse was just running about.
Yeah,
I don't think I ever saw that bloke again. I think they literally shot him. They couldn't catch the horse, and they're like, "You'll do."
Well, Cherry asked, "What happens if they fall over?" That was our response. They take him out back and shoot him.
It's unfortunate, but if they break their legs, there's nothing you can do.
Yeah, some of them.
It's a horrible. I mean, any horse racing where that happens is. I mean, the Grand National. I mean, that happens. Every year, and there's always at least
a horse dies, isn't there?
And it's unfortunate, but it is fucking entertaining.
See, I don't really like horses that
much. No, I'll get behind the Grand National. I don't get behind the Grand National. If someone comes up to me and goes, "Who's going to win?" I go, I'll just pick out a hat, pay a pound, and then
that's the thing. That's what I like about the Grand National. It's an any horse race, really. And, and even I, as can know nothing about gambling whatsoever, can have a little, couple of pound each way bet sort of thing.
Exactly.
And it's just a bit of fun.
You choose a horse that sounds vaguely funny and...
Or you just like the name of...
Yeah, one time I went into a bookies, because I was like, I'm now old enough to bet, so I walked in there, and there was a horse racing called Black Pudding, and I was like, I like Black Pudding. I put some money on that. Won 15 quid. Can't go wrong with that.
Exactly.
I was like, Black Pudding likes me too. And that was a couple of quid bet, 15 quid back, so I wonder if I could do this more. 15 quid on bacon. Didn't work.
No. I've got a friend at work he wins a lot.
Yeah.
He knows his stuff though.
Mm.
He watches it, he follows it, so he knows like the horses and stuff.
I will say sorry if I sound a bit snotty. I'm coming down from a cold, so I'm just sort of getting rid of them. I've had a sore throat for like the last 2 weeks and I was really hoping that I didn't have it today. But I just ended up being really snotty instead, so I will try and get out all the sniffing and snapping and that stuff like that. What are they doing? They're warming up now. They're having a bit of a warm up.
They've already done.
They're having a little walk around. They're having a parade.
Seeing where they got to run 200 meters.
Warm up, mate. It takes like fucking half an hour to warm up. Yeah. Ridiculous. Yeah, I remember when I used to do the 100. I had to warm up for like 15-20 minutes before doing 100.
Yeah.
100, man. Used to do it in 11 seconds, done. Warm down for another fucking 10 minutes.
11 seconds.
Yeah, no, I was proper quick. I was proper quick. No shit, man.
Never fought the Olympics?
Nah.
There's too many drug tests.
No, when was it? We were doing a tournament at the local school sort of level. And our javeliner dropped out.
Yeah.
And already did my shit. I was done for the day, other than the final, but that wasn't for another hour and a half, so I had a lot of time to chill. And just warm down and shit. It's like, yeah, all right, Chris, go and throw the javelin. He's like, no, I'm not ready to throw a javelin, not in the slightest. And he's like, I'll just go and do it. So threw the javelin, first time, ripped up my back of tree.
Oh,
proper fucked it up. Did ligament damage in, and yeah, didn't even get a good distance. Couldn't run the 100 meters.
Couldn't
run the final as well. Oh. Fucking pissed off. And yeah, I was like bedbound for about 3 weeks.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, proper fucked me up. And yeah, knocked second off my time. Well annoying.
Yeah.
Should have called accident lawyers for you.
Saying that, about 5 years ago, 6 years ago, someone called me up the city. Sorry, the city is what we call our shopping centre in Milton Keynes. Milton Keynes itself is a town. But yeah, I was up
self-proclaimed city.
Yeah. They've had to take all those signs down now.
Have they really?
Yeah.
Is it not the city of Milton Keynes anymore?
No, because it ain't the city of Milton Keynes. It's sort of misleading. If you sold something under that pretense, you'll be fucking taken to court. So, no, we're not a city.
The city status. All right.
But yeah, one of these lawyery people.
So he went up the town.
Clobbered me up the city centre and I was like, come on, there must be someone that's called you. I was like, I don't know, did my back in when I was at school. Right, brilliant, do that. And then, yeah, I got a letter like a year later, saying, yeah, you were unsuccessful. All right, don't give a shit.
I had you know them cold callers? I had one ring me up the other day and said, I heard you were in an accident 3 years ago. I was like, was I? Fucking hell. I can't remember. What happened?
It was so bad, I've forgotten it.
The thing is, I went, no, I don't think so. No, definitely wasn't in an accident within like 3 years ago. And she went, oh, right. Do you know you can get some money back on your payment protection insurance? I was like, fuck off. Come on. You're one or the other. You can't be both. Fuck off. Bloody annoying.
Well, I hate the ones. You only get them very occasionally. And it's like, you pick up the phone and it's like, hello, I'm calling from Microsoft headquarters. There's a problem with your computer. And you're like, no, there's not. And she's like, is your computer plugged into the internet? Can you turn it on? And it's like, what? How do you... And I remember I was like, so if you know... So you must know then what Windows I'm running and what my laptop is, because you would have a record of that. And she was like, you have a computer. I was like, yes.
Congratulations. You're half right.
And then I think I even was like, is it a laptop or is it a desktop? And she just didn't know. So I just put the phone down.
Yeah, I hate them phone calls.
I just put the phone down on them. I can't even bother. I don't know, I've been rude to them, because I'm not a rude person, really.
It's
not to people's faces, anyway. And it's just, I think it's just easier. Don't waste my time. Don't waste your time.
No, yeah. Bless you.
They didn't know I sneezed.
Yeah, but they heard was just...
Yeah, I know. I'm a really quiet sneezer as well, so... I bothered.
No, we get them phone calls at work all the time, like the recorded ones.
The recorded, I thought they were illegal.
They're not.
No, I still get
them. But it's the ones that used to be illegal.
But it's the ones that do ring you and they start talking about payment protection insurance on your loans or stuff like that. And it's not my mum that answers the phone, because I work with my mum and my dad. She's normally my mum answers the phone and they go, do you know you blah 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 payment protection insurance, you know, you get money back? My mum goes, you do know we're a business? And then the line goes boop, because they're not allowed to cold call businesses, because they just do cold call. They'll get businesses anyway.
Get the number before she does that. Get the number, get their business name,
yeah,
and then tell them, and then you report them. You get about £500 for it.
Really?
Yeah. If they're not allowed to, they get fined and you get paid.
Which is same probably why
if
they
you're
do
on
the...
the oh what's it called?
Oh yeah, the preferred caller list, or
the
something.
Withheld list or whatever. Yeah. If you do get a call, take their details down,
right.
Report it to BT, and then you get a check. We've got a mate that does it quite often.
All right, fair enough. All right, okay.
I'll pass that along.
Mm. I'll definitely pass that along. Because we get no end of them recorded ones. And if you hang on the phone and you press a number, you'll speak to somebody. And I think, I'm going to do that. Might as well.
Yeah.
Wait, speak to them, get the company name, and then say, you do know we're a business. And then hang up.
Don't know if you'll get it for businesses, money, or what have you, but they'll certainly get a massive ticking off and a fine. They get quite a hefty fine as well.
Yeah. Oh, they're all lining up. Who's that?
Probably Alex. Still got a couple of minutes.
Where's that from? That's who's he from?
Ecuador.
Here's Blake for Jamaica. 20.1 in his qualifiers.
I wonder if Gay's running.
Yes, Gay, good old Gay.
Who's Gay?
Gay was one of the American 100-meter runners. I think he came fourth.
And he just had a big sign on his chest saying, Gay.
And it was very big.
Nothing wrong with that. Nothing wrong with that.
No, there's nothing wrong with it, but it still makes you fucking snicker.
He's called Spearman. Bolt, I mean... That's a wicked name,
What
a name for a runner, isn't it? Usain Bolt. Is he doing the Queen's Wave there?
He's massive, that man.
It's ridiculously like wrestling,
there's a lot of bravado in the sprints. Yeah. There's a lot of you have to be very confident in the sprint.
Jesus Christ.
God, he looks like a long distance runner.
He does, doesn't he? Jamaican Weir, especially. Oh, so does he actually.
Like Jamaica, I thought you can only have like.
He's not. He's South America. South Africa.
I think you can have three.
I can't remember. It's different for each event as well.
And it's like two or three in each qualifying event or something.
Okay.
Most events, two or three.
Obviously, we're not in this. We didn't qualify.
Oh, God, no. We not since, like, Linford Christie.
We're going to do live commentary here.
Live commentary. He does a cross, says a little prayer.
Yeah. You, They're all bending over. That'll be good for commentary. They're all bending over.
They're all bending. They're taking the blocks. Don't Not know. Set yet. What I hate is a massive gap between set and go.
They're all looking down. We haven't got the sound on, so we don't know. So as soon as they sit up, we'll go on your marks.
No, they're on the marks now. Yeah. Now they're set. They'll be going anytime soon. Let's see if you can break sub 19s.
Okay. Oh, and he's in ahead.
Oh, he's fucking miles ahead, even before the fucking.
Look at that.
Oh, no, he's little.
Oh, Blake's still up with him.
Blake's catching up. He's a couple of metres behind.
Blake. Oh, no.
First second. Was it?
Oh, it does look.
19.32. 200 metres in 19.32.
Oh, it's 0.2 hundredths of a second off the world record.
Is this the final?
Yes, that was the
final.
That was it.
Wow.
What do you think the 100 is even quicker?
True.
That was.
And there's so much for the 100. Wow. But yeah, it looks like a Jamaica 1-2-3 there.
Was it? So yeah. Bolt first, obviously.
Then Blake second.
Blake second, who was second in the 100 as well.
But where's his body? And then here comes the mascot. I love the mascot.
I do actually quite like the Olympic mascot, the British one.
It's even if it does look like a massive willy.
There's a silver one and a Union Jack one, isn't there not? That version of it. There's a gold one as well.
Oh, there's loads. There's one for every event, pretty much.
Mm.
Very marketable.
Oh, no, maybe it was a 1-2-3.
Yeah, man. Long distance runner. He's pretty spazzed out by it. He's quite shocked.
Who's that, Bolt?
Nah, no, the guy who came third. I think he's quite shocked. Yeah, there's a couple of Jamaicans in the crowd just going ballistic, as you would if you got a 1-2-3 in an event. They've absolutely dominated the sprints this year.
Yeah, but everyone knew they were gonna. Bolt was so fast that. It was undeniable that he was going to win this. It was, you know, you put money on it, you'd lose money.
Yeah.
Wouldn't you? They'd just go, of course he's going to fucking win. Thank you for giving me your money.
Yeah.
He could false start like he did.
Did he false start?
No, he won.
I think it was like the last
the
major race.
European or World
He's just quicker than the gun, that's all. He's just quicker than go.
Well, the thing is, that
he heard the sound before you did.
He heard... And he went fucking off
faster than the speeding bullet.
But now the sensor plates on the blocks, they're well sensitive. If you just tense your leg at the wrong moment, it'll count as a false start. So, but it's as much as about reaction time than anything else, not just guessing the beginning.
That's what's most height related as well, isn't it? The taller one is gold, which is Bolt.
Yeah,
the second one down, which is Blake, we've got silver, and we're shorter and got bronze.
Yeah, all quite different body types. Yeah. Well, not massively different. I mean, you haven't got like a 20-stone guy there.
I'm surprised anybody else ran. I really am.
I don't know. It was quite close to third.
Okay, come on, let's have a look. Where's
the third? Got a slow-mo replay.
Okay,
slow-mo was quick enough.
So Blake and... I mean, they were quite head-to-head for a while.
Blake
we got the American there. I'm not sure who the orange guy is. Denmark?
Netherlands. So that's...
Just at the end...
Third was close.
He's only about a foot and a half in front of the American.
Blake just hasn't got the leg straight. The leg move. Look at that, them fucking legs.
He's like a gazelle.
I was just like mesmerised. They are massive legs.
You look at everyone else, their legs are moving at a manic rate. He's just like one stride a second sort of thing. And I finished.
Or less than a second. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Nah, that's the beginning.
5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27,
he's looking again.
7, 77.
About 75, yeah, 77, yeah.
You were counting as well.
Yeah. Now we need to replay and watch everybody else's and count them all individually.
Oh,
yeah. Wow.
Does he look? Oh, yeah, he looks.
Oh, yeah, he checks it.
Oh, yeah.
He's like, oh, yeah, I've got this.
Shh, 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 shh. I won.
It's mine. Nah, good on him.
Yeah, well done.
Good on
Congratulations. But yeah, the Olympics have been great this year. And we've got the diving to go. Tom Daly being our sort of nice hope this year.
Yeah, well, we had our first medalist day yesterday, didn't we?
Yeah, but we got a gold in women's boxing today, I heard.
Oh, that's good.
And individual dressage, I think, as well.
Oh, that's something I did want to bring up, actually.
What's that? Olympic related.
It is Olympic related.
That's what we're talking about. We just drifted off at the beginning.
2 weeks ago, well, two podcasts ago, you called Andy Murray a he won us a gold.
He did. Good on him.
And he had
to wear Union Jacks.
Yes,
plastered
that was
all over.
Brilliant.
He must have hated those armbands.
He probably did.
He won us gold. And it meant a lot to him as well.
And like to beat Federer as well, who he lost to.
Oh, but have you seen?
Yeah, but it was
12 weeks.
It was, he He just trounced him, fucking annihilated him.
Absolutely trounced him.
So yeah, I was quite happy when I heard that, because I was like, yeah, he won a gold, and he's won a silver in the doubles, the mixed doubles as well.
Yeah,
so.
which they never practiced at all.
No,
but apparently he's a proper cunt in that as well. He's just like mine. It was basically him versus the other two. Yeah. He just wouldn't have it any other way though.
He got silver. Okay. Yeah, no, yeah. A couple more medals for us, and that was good. So yeah, I was quite glad about that.
Best haul for quite some time since the first London Olympics, 1908. Yeah. Thing is, though, the things we do, I mean, we do generally win the occasional gold in each sort of event. So in track and in the field, we get the occasional golds here and there. Yeah.
But the things we do win, six out of eight golds or something like that.
Yeah,
in
the things we do, we dominate. Like the cycling, we absolutely dominate the cycling. And I still think there's some more, is there? Has Chris Hoy done it?
Up. I think
so. Oh, has he? Oh. How many golds did he get?
He got... I don't know, but he's now got more golds than Steve Redgrave.
Yeah, he got six. He got the sixth one this year.
He only went in one race.
I think so.
Shocking.
Well, no, he was in two. He got two this year.
He got two this year, but I gave him six, which gave him one more than Steve
Redgrave.
Yeah, but then there's what's his face?
Who's that?
Oh, won the Tour de France.
Oh yes, was that not him? Is that what we're talking about?
Chris Hoy. No.
Chris Hoy.
Chris Hoy's different. The other guy, I can't remember what his name is now.
He's only got four goals. He's got five goals or something. He's got one less than Steve Redgrave.
All right. Four then.
And he's still got at least another.
But he's got loads of medals. He's got loads of silvers and bronzes as well. So apparently he's better.
Bradley Wiggins.
Okay. Is that the guy that won the
Tour de France? He won the Tour de France.
First
like
Englishman in ever. Lovely.
Which is quite shocking, actually. I'm quite surprised that we've never... We've had a few gold jerseys and stuff.
Which is
winning a leg. You wear the golden jersey for the rep until you not win.
Fair enough.
Do you know why it's the golden jersey?
No, why is it the golden jersey?
Well, they don't really know exactly why, but
brilliant.
But the reason given by the Tour de France people, is that the sponsor at the time, the winner wore a certain sponsor's top, and that top was
gold.
All
right.
So
okay.
Just carried on from that.
I love the fact you went, do you know why it's gold? They don't really know either. It's like,
well, yeah, but they don't.
Do you know
why
it's gold?
Quite interesting.
I don't know.
It's quite interesting.
Yeah, it's quite interesting actually. Yeah. Anyway, right. Tomorrow we've got the schedule for tomorrow.
When's the sailing coming to a close?
Sailing is coming to a close.
That's like a 10-day event.
Semi-finals tomorrow.
Semi-finals of sailing.
Semi-finals of sailing.
Fucking hell.
Well, if you're doing distance,
They're doing rounds. It's like 10 rounds. If you have a semi-final after 10 rounds, Jesus, it's worse than cricket.
Mm-hmm.
Why is that not in the Olympics? I'm actually quite surprised.
Everybody who's got a team already plays against each other.
Well, yeah, that's not an issue, but still, it's in Britain.
About 10 countries in the world.
Pretty much every other major British sport is in the Olympics in general. Mm. So why?
Not darts.
Yeah, it's not a sport.
Snooker.
Is that a sport?
Yeah.
It is. Technically it is a sport.
So is darts.
Yeah, so is playing video games, mate, technically.
What? No, it's not.
Yeah.
Video games is not a sport. Sport is physical.
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
No.
Video games is not a sport.
It's not physical. How do you play with your mind?
What about Kinect video games?
Yes, okay, they can be a fucking sport if you so wish them to be, because you are moving. A video game where you just sit there with a controller in your hand and going, jump, left, right, shoot. You know, no, it's not a sport.
It's officially recognised by the Sports Council. No, it is.
What, video games?
Video games is an official sport. No.
Yeah, boy.
No.
Don't believe
There's not enough skill in it. It's too much luck.
I beg to differ.
I beg to not differ.
Play Halo online. let's see you play Halo online, and let's see you win a game out of pure luck, shall we?
Okay.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Go on. We'll do it.
We're not doing it, mate. It's going to take weeks.
What?
For you to win a game of Halo, and all a multiplayer game of
Just
Halo.
Give me a game, and I'll record it. And I'll record it, and I'll put it up on YouTube, and it'll be me winning a game of luck at luck. Just by me fucking turning around in the circle, shooting and throwing knives.
Great, you're going to do really good in Halo.
There's no knives in Halo, is
he's
there?
He's taken one of the photographer's cameras and is taking pictures of his mate.
Now he's smashing it on the floor.
Now he's attacking the other members.
Oh god, he's gone mental. What is he doing?
Why is he stamping on all those puppies?
Who put them puppies there in the first place?
How did he get weapons grade plutonium? Damn, Sellafield's just too close.
Right. And the Olympics are over. There we go. Sailing final is on Saturday.
Okay.
At women's is 105. So it might not.
There's quite a few. There's quite a few events actually.
There's
quite a few. It's because again, it's a British thing. It's in Britain. We're going to hold as many of them as physically possible because we dominate it. Well, we normally dominate it. I don't know how we're doing so far.
But the way to look at it is, the next people behind us are South Korea, who've got at least ten less golds than us. And the South Koreans are not that good at anything apart from table tennis. If there's still table tennis or gymnastics come in, we're fucked. Otherwise, I think we're fairly
safe. I think
they've
done table tennis. I'm sure I watched that like a couple of days ago.
Yes, I watched the North Korean lose and looked terrified that she was going to die.
it's been a good app, this. BBC's Olympic sport.
Oh, no,
the Olympic coverage has been fantastic.
It's been brilliant. I mean, you can watch stuff on here live as well on the go. So
Event has its own channel, but they're just the main thing.
I couldn't believe it when I like turned on the satellite and it was like, oh, I've suddenly got 10 more channels. Where did these come from? Mm. Oh, it's all BBC Olympics. Yeah. It's like you can choose. Awesome.
But they don't generally cover anything for longer than 15-20 minutes, and then they move on to another sport as well. Yeah. They're just this constant. It's been very, very well done.
Yeah, yeah. No, it's been very
God bless the BBC.
Kudos, babe.
As I'm sure the Paralympics will be.
I'm actually looking forward to the Paralympics. I think it's actually going to be pretty amazing.
Yeah. I think the country will get
in
behind
fairness,
that.
To be honest, because people have really got the taste for it now. And I think it's a harsh thing to say, but people are bastards. And people will start watching it as a joke and be like, he's in a wheelchair and he's playing like football, or he's blind and he's playing football. And then go, fuck me. How do they do that?
Yeah.
He's
blind
amazing.
And he's playing football.
Like,
you know?
It's not called football. I know what the game you're about.
Yeah.
It's the one with the bell in it. And there's,
yeah.
I was trying to explain to my dad.
The goalie can see.
I was trying to explain. Yeah. No,
it'd be a bit harsh otherwise.
No, they're all blindfolded. If they're partial sight, they're all blindfolded. Basically,
but only the goalie is allowed to.
No.
I'm sure the goalie.
No, there's three goals set up and there's three people in front of them goals.
It's football, it's five-a-side, but then there's that
wheelchair basketball game that's proper violent, crazy, man. That looks fun. Like,
those
I always want
to like
get
tanks.
In a wheelchair just to go play it.
They're proper smashing into each other, American football style-y.
That's they're covered by the Channel 4, isn't it, this year?
Channel 4
Paralympics
I was driving here back from work and they've got a big billboard sign and it's just Channel 4 and it's Paralympics. It says thanks for the warm up. You cheeky fuckers.
We don't do well in the Winter Olympics though, do we?
No, that's the thing.
We do okay. Well, we get a few medals.
We get a few bronzes.
But I mean,
we generally get a couple of golds.
Ice skating, figure skating.
Ice skating, tobogganing, that kind of thing. Bobsleighing occasionally.
Never
we'll
any
one.
Skiing stuff.
We're not a skiing nation.
We're not a skiing nation. We're
not really a winter nation.
No.
We're too temperate here.
Yeah.
And.
Yeah.
When it does snow, we all shit ourselves.
The
country falls apart and the entire population go out, have a laugh. It's brilliant because the news reporters go out and go, we're losing like 8 billion a day here in business revenue. Are you really distraught about it? It's like, no, it's snowing! Yay!
Or no, what I really like is when they do that whole piece about how we're losing so much money. And then they're like, but on the plus side, we've got an awesome montage of people slipping over. Like some good Benny Hill music or some shit in the background and just people walking down the street. And then somebody goes and helps them.
I always fall over. Whenever it snows, just like...
Never.
I've never fallen
over. You walk on the snow.
Yeah, walk in the snow, don't walk on the ice.
Never walk on
and
the ice.
And wear skate shoes. Yeah, you don't fall over if you wear skate shoes.
Fair enough.
Walk with your heels in
as well. I always
wear
skate shoes. I still fall over.
Almost goose step.
Yeah.
No, it does, because you're applying so much pressure in, you compact it and you make a nice little foothold for yourself and you carry on going.
Look, I'm just looking at Weir's face. So they're just giving the medals out and Weir's face. Look how pissed off he looks. He's got a bunch of flowers. Look at him.
They will get flowers.
Oh, they get flowers, yeah, but
it's
look
not,
at Weir.
That's not his
look
consolation.
At Weir. Look we at gonna... Weir. Oh, look at that face. Oh, fucking flowers. Fuck off.
He looks like he's about to go mental and start smashing
Jesus.
Shit out
he's
of
actually
things.
Trembling.
Now he just looks bored.
Yeah, he's like, yeah, I've got bronze, whatever.
Mm. Nah, bronze is bronze at Olympics, man.
Oh, it's men's 800.
Oh, this is 800.
Is that bad that I thought that might have been bold?
I thought it was weird.
I thought it was.
In all fairness, he was bent over when we started looking at the TV and on the top pedestal, so he does look quite tall.
Yeah,
I swear that was Weir in fucking third, man. I think Weir might be a bit paler.
We've gone into
wrong into dangerous territory.
We can't discuss skin tone.
I'm cutting it out.
Fucking hell, man. What if I said somebody was tanned?
Tan's fine.
Why is tanned... Right, tan's fine, but I can't say someone's pale. Or a lighter shade of.
No.
Right.
No, because I thought it was Weir, and it might not be Weir. It might be a generalisation that it wasn't was Weir. It wasn't, was it?
No, it was two Kenyans and a Botswana.
Fuck. If you couldn't tell, we're actually talking about black people on the podium here.
Yeah.
And in all, number three did look like Weir. Sorry, yeah. If they were all fucking Italians who won the first place in the 100, and Italians that won all the fucking places in the 800, we'll still be having the same conversation.
Yeah, fair enough.
But they're not Italian.
They're not Italian.
No, their skin colour's slightly different. Well, it's not slightly different, it's the opposite. Well, it's not the opposite.
Right, you're dangerous territories now.
No, I don't like the term opposite.
Opposite?
Because like the opposite of black is white. It's like, well, it isn't, is it? They've got something in common, their colours.
Yeah.
I mean, the opposite of light white should be...
What is the power... Sorry, I just thought something. What does the para in Paralympics mean?
Paraplegic.
Oh, you fell for it. No, it doesn't. It doesn't go...
No, it doesn't.
It is... Oh, fuck, man. I can't remember. I want to say Paralympian, but paranormal. It isn't either. Paranormal. Fuck yeah. It's witchcraft what they're doing!
They have a
burn them all!
I wasn't saying that. No, I'm just saying, I can't remember what it is. And I know it's not what everyone thinks it is.
No, I think it's something Latin.
It is.
It's not something you Latin, would recognise as a word.
Paraguay.
No, that's a country.
Oh, fucking hell.
All right, apparently...
Go on.
When the games first started, the para of Paralympics did mean paraplegic.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, motherfucker.
It doesn't mean that now, though.
No, of course not. Marketing wouldn't allow it.
No, because that's very... That's why...
These days, it's the Parallel Olympics.
Parallel to...
Because
the
they run... Yeah, that's... That's bullshit.
It,
yeah.
I knew it was that. I knew it was what everyone it's thought
like
it was.
Spastic Society changing their name to Scope.
And now they want to change it again because scope's been used as a derogatory term.
Yeah, scoper.
I've not heard anyone going around calling somebody a scoper. When did this happen?
Oh, the scope. Sorry, that's really bad.
putting your tongue into
the bottom of your mouth and going, no, scoper. Oh, I did it again.
Oh, dear.
I'm glad I edit this.
Keeping
cut
it, it's gold.
It's gold.
Just get your ass down, Groovy Gecko.
I think somebody in America might have something to say about it.
Not the people that listen to us.
Do you know
so,
what?
How many people have listened now?
How many people have listened now? Thank you. How people have downloaded? Or how many downloads have we had?
I'd we only had go 12 funny. Of the half hour one when I listened to it, and that was about 3 or 4 days after it was out.
12?
Downloads.
How do you know that?
Because it says it.
Is it really?
On Podomatic. Underneath each one, it tells you how many times they've been downloaded.
Oh, right. I didn't know it did that.
Fuck it.
Because I go on a normal page. I don't go on a page that you see. Yeah. I go on a different page.
Well, you've got them anyway. Yeah, you don't need to go onto a website and go, I'm going to download that.
Well, I do download it.
12 times. How many times have you downloaded our podcast, Paul?
Only the regimented once every episode.
Okay.
But why? You've got the originals.
Yeah, but if I lose the originals, I have the podcast to back up. If there's something we need to jump back to, if we ever need to edit anything, then I've got... And if I lose any of them, because you know how fucking hard drives can be and temperamental they are, you can just fucking lose something straight away. I mean, I lost half of my stuff just by getting them going from my PC to my Mac. I lost quite a lot of stuff because my hard drive, something wouldn't recognise by the Mac. So, but yeah, no, I've got the hard copies, but I've got them copies as well, so if anyone ever needs a copy there and they're not... It's for uploading and stuff like that. It's for the future.
For when you've got to give it to the BBC British Library.
Yeah. Downloads, we've had 453 downloads. 114 of them being episode 1. 72 of them being Ambrose versus the Festival.
Ambrose versus the Festival. I spread the love at work as well. I told.
Did you? That's probably why, isn't it? Your views actually are on YouTube are higher than mine as well. I think because I might have over edited my one slightly.
And the 10 second
shut
photo
up.
Of you.
Shut up.
Oh, you've
shut
seen
up.
That now.
Shut up.
Right.
Shut up.
Okay.
Shut up.
It's really just obscure. It's there. I mean, it's the only one that's a photo out of the whole thing. And, you know, the rest of it's like
stock
clip
footage.
Up and,
it's
yeah.
just stock footage.
It's just coincidental stock footage of
yes.
Paul.
No, it's not of me. It's of somebody that I know. Not me.
Some random.
Random. A random couple I know. Is that that's actually Cherry and Ambrose?
Is there? I was about to say, are there actually any photos of us on the website? There
no, not
on
yet.
No, you mean not yet? There ain't gonna.
No, there isn't gonna be. No, there is no.
So you're the only one that.
Yeah, but that's on
face.
The YouTube, and only people have downloaded that fucking episode, so no one knows. And I can edit this out, so fuck you. You can say what you want.
You don't have to edit this.
I can edit this.
Why are you editing? It's been all right this one so far.
I know.
Oh, look at Britain wailing on China. Sorry, oh,
is this women's boxing?
No, I don't think it's the... I don't know. Is it the women's? I don't think so.
Are they women?
I can't tell.
I can't tell either.
It's really baggy stuff they're wearing.
It's quite bad.
They're but yeah, man, the Brit is battering it.
No, they're blokes.
Yeah, they are blokes.
They're blokes.
Come on.
Go on, knock his fucking lights out. That's it.
Fucking knock him out. He's only Chinese. Knock him out.
Blow on him.
It's not that easy. Kung Fu stuff.
It's no kickboxing.
That was a bit of a low blow.
Yeah, that's the stomach.
Go on, hit him in the side of the head. That's it. That's the shit.
The thing is, it's abusive.
Oh, got him with the elbow.
I love it where it's in between the rounds, I go to like super slow-mo. And it's just awesome in boxing. It's like you get the initial punch. It's like... Oh! Knocks him down. Second round. These second are... minute.
Isn't that...
It's women!
It is the women!
Oh, Jesus! Yay! We know about this, though, don't we?
Yeah, we won. But I want to see it. Like, she's kicking ass, man.
That Chinese person did not look like a woman.
Neither
I don't
did,
know why you're
whispering. Well, I don't know you're whispering. No, not from this distance, they don't.
No.
They're but pretty, we haven't had a close-up of the Chinese woman yet. And they are wearing helmets.
And they are pretty lithe. They could be just skinny men, in fairness.
No, that
there's,
was a woman.
Boobs.
There's a little bit of boob there, yeah.
A little bit of side boob.
Oh, I want to see him... Oh, I want to see him getting knocked to the floor again.
Him?
sorry, sexism. I just assume... Oh, that was a good stroke. Just assume boxers were always men. I don't know why two women
again.
Would feel the need to do this, but fair days.
I know, man, but I wouldn't want to get in a fight with this girl.
No. I wonder what she was doing during the riots.
Practicing. She just picked a shot to defend and practice.
So the British woman is Adams. What's her? Is that?
I think so. We'll see her score in a minute.
I saw her name. Yeah, there's boob there. There, she's a woman.
Mm-hmm. There's a woman ref as well.
Yeah, that's a woman.
This is it.
Is it?
Oh, good shot. And wait for it.
Yeah. She just took about 8 punches to the face.
Smack.
Not making great good podcasting. But you get to watch the women's, I don't know what weight it is actually, but the one where the British win.
This got to be lightweight.
Yeah.
There might only be one weight for women in fairness.
There could possibly. But yeah, you get to watch it.
Bitch went down. So Ren Can for China, and
I
didn't see
got 5 points out of the last round.
I swear, knocking them to the ground gets you at least 10.
I don't think they'd score women out of 10.
No, I don't know how high it goes in boxing.
No,
and
this
I've seen the highest is 8. I don't know
this
how
is
the scoring
blows,
works.
This is blows like clear blows to the head.
Yeah, it's like clear blows.
That was shit. They were shit punches. Eh? There's no force in that at all. Not like that punch.
She punches like a girl, the Chinese
yeah,
one.
I just saw
sorry,
that.
But
that
yeah.
That was very overhanded.
Yeah, it was a bit punchy like a girl.
That's what I was
the British
yeah.
girl, she's doing jabs and shit, man.
She's so much better.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry. Like, no,
she's a boxer.
Yeah, but I mean, you can
see. No, but she looks like a boxer.
She's got the technique.
China's fast. Don't get me wrong.
She is fast, but.
Yeah, but China's never produced really good boxers. I'm going to be proven wrong now.
Yeah.
But. China hasn't got a history of boxers.
No.
Britain has. America has, obviously.
The Boxer Revolt, of course. Sorry, there's a it's a historical joke there for people who are in the know. There was a revolution sort of uprising in China that was called the Boxer Revolt.
Oh, right. Okay.
Fair enough. Sorry, but anyway, carry on.
They've had quite because they had the Yellow Turban Rebellion didn't they? But I think that's before China was China.
Oh, right, okay.
Or the very beginnings. Play Dynasty Warriors, man. You learn loads about China. They're all historic characters, and the battles are historic battles.
All right.
But it is one guy beating on 1,000.
Yeah. How many rounds does this go for, do we know?
It's 3 rounds of 3 minutes.
Is it? Are you sure? Because in the final, I think it's 4. Nah. I think somebody told me in the final it was 4 today.
Well, if she wins...
Let go!
Well, let go! Cheeky bitch.
Come on.
That's it. Get out of the corners. That's it. Now lay the smack down.
Come on.
China did all right that round.
Yeah.
Ding, ding.
Meh.
Ding, ding, ding.
Wasn't as good as the last one.
Doesn't seem as frantic as a normal boxing match, does it?
They're not like that people... frantic.
You got to remember, they go 12 rounds, mate. Amateur as well.
12 rounds?
A normal boxing match is 12 rounds.
Yeah. So how many rounds is this?
Three.
That was
the third.
This is four. This is 4 rounds because it's the final.
Are you sure?
Yeah.
Well, then you mentioned the round and that was the third. Chris, that was the third round.
Yeah, okay. So and they've gone to sit down, so there must be a fourth.
Yeah. No one's won yet.
I don't know. She's got a good few hits. Good.
I think China might have drawn that round.
Nah. Look at all this. It's all British. It's all Adams landing the punches.
What's her name?
Adams.
What's her first name?
Nicola. Yeah, 5-1. Apparently, she did better that round. 14-5.
Yeah.
Unless she knocks her
out.
There's
5 rounds. 5 rounds.
Really?
Yeah.
Fucking hell.
Or maybe this only goes for 4, though.
Maybe she knocks her out. It's only 2 minute, this one.
Maybe that's what they've done, is done 4 2-minute rounds as opposed to 3 3-minute rounds.
Maybe for so the women.
Yeah.
Maybe they have a different round system. I haven't watched much of the women's boxing.
I haven't watched any, but it looks quite good, actually. I kind of wish I'd watched it now.
Men's boxing wasn't too bad.
Yeah, men's boxing generally isn't, well. Though, because they're always about to go amateur.
Because that's it. It's you know, whoever gets the gut. Whoever gets the gut. Yeah, it's weird.
This is the one event that is strictly amateur only.
Is it really?
Yeah, you cannot enter the boxing if you're professional.
I don't know that. Yeah, I do know that. That's why Amir Khan.
Everything else you can, pretty much, I think.
I do like boxing, but it does always. It sets a moral conundrum for me, I find.
Nah.
I'm moving away.
Well, you've
away
done this
from
throughout
it.
The years, man.
I know, but I'm moving away from it. But I still do question the ethics of allowing people to do this
for outrageous amounts of money.
Yeah.
Let them. Jackass was on TV for
a while. At the end of the day,
what about UFC and that kind of thing? You got a problem with that?
Well, the thing with that isn't.
Paul, how many deaths were in boxing before they put the gloves
on
their
fists? Yeah, I know
fists?
This one.
How many? None.
What, sorry?
None.
Not a single person
no
died
person
with a bare
died
knuckle fight.
Really?
Yeah, it was all body blows. And
you
can't punch someone in the face.
No.
You break your hand. If you repeatedly punch someone in the face, in the head and in the jaw, you will break your fucking hand. And now it's all come on because they put the gloves on. So, she knows.
She knows.
Well, yeah, when she had a 9-point lead. Yeah, she knew.
Congratulations to Nicola Adams, who
brings home another gold medal.
Lovely. Thank you for listening. It's goodbye from me, Paul.
And me, Ambrose.
And moi, Chris. Recommend podcast.